I've got a theory in my garden. I've got a theory in my garden. I've got a theory down the bottom of my garden. Well, I've got something pretty special going on down the bottom of my garden. It's down at the veggie garden. And, well, let me tell you what happened. The other night, it was that part of the evening, you know, just after dinner after supper, when the light's really soft and still, and it's like God's saying, it's been a good day, and everything's all right in the world, and now we're all just gonna quietly go to sleep, and tomorrow's gonna be great as well. And I was down in the garden because I've been working there during the day. My veggie garden was looking pretty good. Everything was just springing up. My carrots, they were looking great. I had 4 rows in and they were just coming up nicely. My collies, wow, they were the best I'd ever had. They're about the size of soccer balls. They were just looking absolutely great. My potatoes, I put in a new brand this year, and they were doing really good as well. 6 rows of them. And then, over on the far side, cabbages. I like my cabbages. So they were doing great as well. And I was just sitting there on top of my upturned bucket that I put the weeds in. And I was just looking there, looking around, thinking, this is just great. And then it happened. Out the corner of my eye, just ever so slightly, there was like this little ball of light that sort of danced. And I naturally turned around to see exactly what it was. And it was like it wasn't there anymore. I wasn't sure whether it actually happened or not. Whether it was just like an illusion or a trick of the light. And then it happened again. The same as before, but on the other side. Well, this time, I didn't turn my head. I just kept looking straight ahead, but just with a little bit of attention to the side. And there it was. I could just make out this little dancing light. And what I did was I just slowly turned my head and squinted my eyes, and there it was. Sure enough, the little ball of light was dancing. It was dancing around on the tops of my green carrots, on the leaves. And I squinted my eyes more, and I could make out the shape of it was like a little fairy. She was beautiful. She had like little golden wings, light, and this beautiful little smiling face, and sort of blondy golden hair, and like a golden dress with a slightly blue tinge. I mean, she was only, well, it looked like she was about maybe 6 feet away, and she was just small, but I could still make out the features. And yes, in her hand, she had like a little wand, and on the end of it was this little extra bright starry light. and she was just skipping. She was dancing lightly across the tops of the carrots. And I just slowly followed her around. I don't know how long I watched her for. It could have been a minute. It could have been 10 minutes. I don't know. But it was the most beautiful thing I'd ever seen. It was just gorgeous. Well, a few nights ago, I saw her again. I was down the bottom of the garden, and it was about the same time of night, because I quite often go down there. It's a nice time. It's a peaceful time. And so I was just wandering along, and I stood for a minute, and I was looking at my carrots again. And all of a sudden, through the fence, it wasn't a fairy, it was a rabbit. A rabbit had come, which they do, from the next door neighbor's farm. And he'd come across into my garden. He'd been in before. I'm sure it was the same one. And he always headed straight to the carrots. Well, this is where he was going this night as well. And he was sitting there, and I could see him. He was eyeing up the carrot on the end of the row nearest to him. And he was just sitting there. And all I felt like doing was quickly going and shooing him off and telling him to be gone and not to come back. Because if he came back next time, boy, there'd be trouble. But all of a sudden, dancing around the rabbit, like the other time on tops of the carrots, was the little fairy. Wow. And she was just twinkling around. And it was like wherever she landed, there was like little sprinkles of golden dust. I'd call it fairy dust, I suppose. And I just sat and watched. And she danced around this rabbit. And the rabbit was like just standing there. He didn't do anything. He didn't even try and pull a carrot out or anything. He just stood there. Or squatted, really, I suppose. With his little white fluffy tail sitting on the ground. And there we were, all of us, just sitting there. Me and the rabbit. Except for Maddie. Well, I called her Maddie because that just came to mind. Like Madeline. I always thought that was such a beautiful name. And it just seemed perfect. And little Maddie, the fairy, was dancing around the rabbit. And then, believe it or not, and I still find it a bit hard to believe, but it did happen, because I was there, I saw it. That rabbit hopped back through the fence and back into old Farmer Brown's place next door. Just great. Last night I went down there as well. Because I sort of wondered whether that rabbit was going to come back or not. He didn't. And he wasn't back there tonight either, because I've been down there tonight. But each night, Maddie's there, and she dances around. And it's the best part of the day for me. Because it's like it's just magic. It's like there's something else going on. And it's beautiful. And I don't mind telling you, I think she's pretty beautiful as well. So, I've got a fairy in the bottom of my garden. Have you got a fairy? Check it out sometime. They're great.